I want to laugh real quick before I get real steaming mad, because this whole Broderick Jones, Dan Moore Jr. thing's got me ready to pop some blood vessels in my brain. So let's laugh first. Yesterday, Arthur Smith spoke, and he was so excited about Justin Fields that this happened.
A lot of these guys don't get a chance to develop in whatever situation they walk into. You look at a lot of the great players. You don't put everything on their shoulders early on. Usually those guys become second contracts. You better be winning because of the guy, because he's taking most of your cap. And so a lot of it is the reps added up. He's got good experience from his time in Chicago. You know, some of these rookies, he's barely older than some of these rookies that are playing right now or that got drafted high. And those reps matter, and those are the things that build confidence. You build off winning, and there's always things we got to work on. I was happy. You know, he's talking about growth and, excuse me, my zen almost came out. But handling the situation, that's what the great players do. And so that was a step in the right direction.
I love it. Arthur Smith, a real dude. He's a Zen guy just like me and my dude Doran Dickerson. We're big Zen dudes. If you're not on the Zen, don't get on the Zen. If you're not on the nicotine, don't get on the nicotine. If you're on some other kind of nicotine, get on the Zen. It's better for you.
Yet you encouraged me to try and I declined.
Well, I will ask from time to time if you want one. Maybe I shouldn't. You're right. It could be a gateway. I don't want to do that to you. I'll be very clear on this.
Shocking, you're the gateway to addiction and
that's
trouble.
That's right. Don't do it if you don't already do it. But if you're on some other kind of tobacco, get off of that. Get on the Zins. It's better for you. Arthur Smith is a Zin guy. As if I didn't like the man more than most of the listening audience. Anyhow, I'm a big Arthur Smith fan. I thought he had a great game plan last week, and I hope we see them attack the middle of the field this week, because I do think that is a place, like Chris Carter said in the last segment, where you can get this Broncos defense. Forget outside the numbers against Patrick Surtain. No, middle of the field, Pat Freiermuth, and if we see that, maybe we'll have some more people get on the Zin Brigade. Maybe more people get on the Arthur Smith bandwagon, just like me and Doran are. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Now I might get so mad my Zid does come out. Dan Moore Jr. had a swollen ankle, didn't practice on Wednesday. He was back yesterday. And it looks like Arthur Smith, excuse me, wrong human. It looks like Broderick Jones is going to be going to the bench. Now, I thought Carter made a great point in the last segment that Jerry Dulac wrote that the Steelers view Troy Faltanu as their second best offensive lineman behind Isaac Seumalo. I think you're having a third guy enter that conversation, by the way. Zach Frazier was outstanding last week. I mean, absolutely outstanding. Brian Baldinger breaking him down. He was terrific. But to the point at hand, you're going to bench the guy that Omar Khan said this offseason is your left tackle of the future, and you're going to do so with Dan Moore Jr.? I think it's ridiculous. I understand trying to get Troy Faltanu in the lineup. He's your right tackle of the future, and they very much think highly of him, clearly, as I just said. Put him at right tackle. Put Broderick Jones at left tackle. Quit screwing around. I likened the situation yesterday to that of Henry Davis and the Pirates. You draft him 1-1, he's a catcher. And you call him up to the big leagues, and you slap his ass in right field. And it doesn't go well. And now you're screwing with a guy's head. You're trying to learn a pitching staff. You're trying to learn how to play right field. You're catching at the big league level for the first time. And you got to hit major league pitchers for the first time. All that stuff spinning in his head. Broderick Jones last season gets plugged in the middle of the year at right tackle. Steelers running game magically takes off. But they didn't draft him to be the right tackle. They drafted him to be the left tackle. Again, Omar Khan said so much. You have an opportunity here with Dan Moore Jr. clearly not 100%. You're not going to keep him out of practice, talk about in the press conference on Tuesday his ankle swollen if he's 100%. So he's not. Not only have you messed with Broderick Jones to this point by sticking him at a position as a raw prospect that he doesn't want to be playing, now you're going to bench him? What do you think that's going to do to the young man's confidence level? You trade up 3 slots to get the guy. You think he's your solution at left tackle. You have a chance to finally play him in the position that he is supposed to be playing. And instead, you're going to play Dan Moore? And I'm not trying to disrespect Dan Moore here. He played a whale of a game last week against the Atlanta Falcons. It may have been, seriously, the best game he's played in a Steelers uniform. But so what? Chris Hoke, other people have argued he has not played poorly enough to get benched. But you know what, guys? He played poorly enough for them to draft two tackles. They drafted two tackles in the first round. They didn't do that because they really believe in Dan Moore. Now, I guess that's changed a little bit. He held them off in the preseason. He held them off in training camp, and then injuries have factored in. They have mismanaged the Broderick Jones thing from the start, and now you're getting to a place where I'm afraid they're going to screw this kid up for life. He wants to play left tackle. He's more comfortable at left tackle. He was always a raw prospect. You play him at the wrong position, not letting him get better at the position you want him to be playing, and now you're going to screw with the young man's confidence by benching him. You would be benching Dan Moore Jr. after, like I said, the best game in his Steelers career, and you could argue, not good for his confidence. Who cares? Look, I've heard nothing but great things about Dan Moore Jr., and you're allowed to get better. You're allowed to improve. It looks like he has. So what? And maybe this is sunk cost fallacy, but you drafted two guys in the first round. What, you're going to let Dan Moore Jr. play out the rest of the year? And then he'll go get paid someplace else at the end of the season. Then you're finally going to have Broderick Jones at left tackle. When have we seen anything like this? You can tell me if I'm wrong here at 412-928-9370. This seems really odd when you consider the circumstances. Trade up for player. Play player at wrong position. You have a chance to move player to correct position. Instead, bench him outright. And then next year, he's a starter at the position he's supposed to play? That doesn't seem like the way it's supposed to go, people. They need to do right by Broderick Jones and play him at left tackle this week. This needs to be the first day of the rest of our offensive line lives. We need to see him in his position. We need to see Troy Faltanu on the right. And you need to never look back. But that's not what's going to happen, and it is maddening. It's a disservice to the guy. It's bad asset management. It's a total joke. And I said going into the first game, when Faltanu clearly wasn't healthy or ready, that I was okay with Dan Moore on the left and Broderick on the right, given the injury circumstances, because you had Anderson starting at left guard, his first career start. So I didn't want to see four guys that are basically rookies playing in the first game of the NFL season. I didn't want to see that. But what I found after just watching one game, this offensive line that we had a ton of questions about graded out third in the NFL, according to PFF, in pass blocking. We saw this offensive line pave the way for an 137-yard rushing attack. Why? Because Arthur Smith has a very offensive line-friendly offense. Two tight ends, 57% of the time, 17 times with three or more tight ends. He protects, he insulates his offensive line. So I'm not so worried about the youth anymore. He's going to insulate that unit. He's going to protect them, and you need them to grow. So this should be day one of the rest of our offensive line lives. And instead, I think the Steelers are running the risk of screwing up a guy they traded up for in the first round.